Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today we're tackling something a little different. We're going to be looking at a play script called Redfin.
A play.
Yeah, a play script.
Yeah.
Not exactly our usual source material,
Right.
but I think you're going to find this one pretty fascinating.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
So Redfin, to give you the basic setup, takes place entirely in a fish tank.
Okay.
Our main characters are two fish, Redfin and Rainbow. And they're not just, swimming around. They're having these deep philosophical conversations about like the nature of reality and
Wow.
big
It's fish
questions.
talking philosophy. That's a new one.
Right. It's definitely a unique premise, but it gets you thinking, have you ever felt like there's got to be more to life than what we see on the surface?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think most people have that feeling at some point.
Exactly. And that's exactly the kind of thing Redfin is exploring. So right from the start, we're thrown into this thought-provoking world.
Yeah.
Redfin, he has this really strange experience where he sees what he calls a higher dimension outside the
Oh, it's at
tank.
the tank.
Yeah, it's like he's getting a glimpse beyond the limits of their little world.
So, like, he's seeing the room the pank is in, the people outside.
It's not totally clear, but it's definitely more than just the physical space. It's like he's perceiving a whole other level of reality.
Okay, now that is interesting.
And of course, this totally rocks his perception of everything. He starts questioning everything. The excerpt where Redfin says, "I'd always assumed the walls of the tank to be the furthest possible limits of a comfortably finite universe."
Yeah.
Like, have you ever felt stuck in a routine, like you're just swimming in circles?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think we all get that feeling sometimes. Work relationships, just the day-to-day grind.
Right. And Redfin makes you wonder, are we all just living in our own little metaphorical fish tanks?
Limited by what we can see and what we believe. I like that.
Yeah, it's a pretty powerful image. So Redfin's having this existential crisis. He's questioning everything. But what is it about seeing this higher dimension that throws him into such a tailspin?
Well, I think for one thing, it just shatters his sense of security, you know? Imagine realizing that everything you thought was solid and real is actually just a tiny part of a much bigger picture.
It'd be like finding out the world is round when you've always believed it was flat.
Exactly. Total paradigm shift. And on top of that, Redfin also starts to see how limited his existence in the tank really is. You know, he realizes he's basically been living this programmed kind of life, just
Yes.
swimming around, searching for food, having the same conversations.
Like he's on autopilot.
Totally. And he starts to yearn for something more, something beyond the confines of the tank.
So he's starting to realize that there's a whole universe of experience that he's missing out on. But what about Rainbow the other fish? How does he handle all of this?
At first, Rainbow's totally skeptical. He thinks Redfin's lost it. Like, he's just imagining things.
Okay.
But here's the interesting part. Eventually, Rainbow experiences this higher dimension himself.
He does.
Yeah, through Redfin's guidance. It's like
Nice.
Redfin helps him see beyond his own limited perception.
So even the most diehard skeptic can have their mind blown open if they're willing to see things from a new angle.
Exactly. And this brings us to another really cool aspect of the play, the limitations of language.
Ooh, how so?
Redfin and Rainbow, they struggle to even describe what they're experiencing because their vocabulary just doesn't have the words for these new concepts.
I can imagine. That's like when I try to explain quantum physics to my dog.
Right, so they start making up their own words, glorb, schnurg, kumquat. It's the playwright's way of showing us how we struggle to express the really big abstract ideas.
I love that. So we've got Redfin experiencing this higher dimension, questioning everything, and now grappling with the limits of language. What happens next?
Well, this is where Redfin's questioning takes a more philosophical turn. He starts to see his body and even Rainbow's as a kind of
A
machine.
machine.
Yeah, operating on instinct and reflex separate from their true selves. It's similar to a philosophical idea called mind-body dualism.
Mind-body
Yeah.
dualism. Now, for those of us who haven't been, brushing up on our philosophy, could you unpack that a bit?
Sure. It's basically the idea that our minds and bodies are separate entities.
Okay.
Like, have you ever felt like your mind was somewhere else entirely, even though your body was going through the motions?
Oh, yeah, like
Like,
spacing out in a meeting.
exactly. That feeling of separation between your mental state and your physical actions, that's kind of what mind-body dualism is getting at.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So Redfin's starting to see himself as more than just his physical body, more than just a machine swimming around in a tank. But then where does that leave him? What's he supposed to do with that realization? So Redfin's starting to see himself as more than just his physical body, more than just a machine swimming around in a tank. But then where does that leave him? What's he supposed to do with that realization?
Well, that's the big question that kind of drives the rest of the play. You see, Redfin becomes obsessed with this idea of transcending the limitations of the machine. Like, he wants to tap into what he believes is their true essence, their essential selves, as he calls it.
So it's not enough to just understand there's more to reality. It's about actually experiencing it.
Exactly. And his journey becomes a metaphor for, you know, our own search for meaning and purpose as humans.
I'm starting to see why you picked this play. It's really making me think. But how does Redfin even begin to do that? Transcend the machine? I mean, it's not like there's a how-to manual lying around the fish tank.
Right. Well, his approach is really fascinating. He thinks the key lies in focused attention.
Focused attention.
Yeah, remember how he talked about the will of attention? He sees it as a kind of force, almost a power that can shape and influence the machine.
Okay, I'm getting some serious mindfulness vibes here. Is Redfin basically advocating for fish meditation?
Haha. It's not that far off. He starts observing the sleeping and waking states of their machines, paying close attention to, you know, their thoughts, their sensations. He thinks that by becoming aware of these automatic processes, they can start to exert some control over them.
So it's like he's trying to hack into his own operating system.
Yeah, exactly. Become more aware of the code that's running his life.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even rewrite some of it.
And that connects to a lot of, you know, modern ideas about consciousness and the power of the mind. Like meditation and mindfulness.
Right. All these practices that help us become more aware of our thoughts and actions so we can make conscious choices instead of just reacting automatically.
But I imagine it's not that easy to just reprogram yourself, especially when you've been running on autopilot for so long.
Oh, absolutely. The play definitely shows the struggles of transformation. Redfin goes through periods of, you know, frustration, doubt, even despair. At one point, he talks about feeling trapped in a timelessly disconnected, separate little prison of his own making.
Wow. So even when you're trying to break free, you can still end up feeling trapped.
It highlights those internal battles we all face, you know, and we're trying to change our habits and break free from those ingrained patterns.
It sounds exhausting. Does Redfin ever actually make any progress? Like, does he have any breakthroughs in this quest for self-awakening?
There are moments when he feels like he's getting somewhere. He describes these glimpses of a higher state of being, a feeling of languid euphoria, and a sense of being outside the body, observing it from a distance.
Sounds pretty amazing.
But these moments are fleeting. The machine keeps pulling him back into its old habits.
Two steps forward, one step back kind of thing.
Exactly. A constant dance between this new awareness and the old programming. But this whole journey of self-discovery, it's a very personal thing. Does Redfin ever try to share this with the other fish? Bring them along on this quest for enlightenment?
Now, that's a good question. I have a feeling that might not go over so well.
You're right about that. It's a pivotal point in the play, and it brings in a whole new layer of complexity. You see, Redfin feels this urge to share his insights with the other fish. He believes they're all capable of experiencing this higher dimension, this awakening of the essential self.
So it's not enough for him to liberate himself? He wants to liberate everyone in the tank.
Exactly. It's like a fish version of a social revolution. But remember how we talked about the tank as a metaphor for societal norms?
Right.
Well, the other fish represent those who are comfortable with the status quo, content with life inside the tank, unaware of any higher dimension.
So they're kind of like the people who just want to watch their reality TV and not have their worldviews challenged.
Oh, huh. Yeah, something like that.
Oh.
But how do they react when Redfin comes along, shaking things up with his talk of higher dimensions and essential selves?
I'm guessing they don't exactly roll out the red carpet.
You got it. Most of the other fish are totally baffled by Redfin. They're like, what is this guy talking about?
Yeah.
You know, they don't get it. And they definitely don't see the need for any kind of awakening. They're perfectly happy with their lives in the tank, chasing food, following routines, not thinking too much about the bigger picture.
Sounds kind of familiar, huh? Like, some people are just comfortable with the way things are. They don't want to rock the boat.
Exactly. And Redfin, well, he tries to let it go, but he just can't. He's like, I've seen the truth. I can't unsee it, you know?
So he keeps trying to convince the other.
Yeah, he keeps pushing. Even though he's meeting a lot of resistance, he's convinced the other fish are missing out. He thinks they're trapped in this mental slumber, and he feels this urgency to wake them up.
It's like he's become this fish prophet, spreading the good word.
Yeah, kind of. But you know what they say? The truth will set you free. But first, it'll piss you off.
So true.
Redfin's insights, they're disruptive. They threaten that comfortable little world the other fish have built for themselves.
And people don't always like having their reality shaken up.
Nope, they don't. And that's where the play takes a kind of a darker turn. The more Redfin tries to awaken the others, the more he's seen as a threat.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the other fish start to ostracize him. They call him a radical, a troublemaker, even a danger to the community.
Just for trying to share what he believes is the truth. That's kind of sad.
It is. It's a reminder of how societies often react to people who challenge the status quo, you know, those who dare to question the way things are.
So Redfin goes from personal awakening to social crusade to being a bit of an outcast.
Exactly. And the play doesn't shy away from the consequences of that. He faces rejection, isolation, even fear.
Does he ever just want to give up?
Yeah.
Go back to how things were before?
There are moments, yeah. He's tempted to just blend back in with the other fish to avoid the conflict.
It'd be easier, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
He even describes feeling this sense of languid euphoria when he lets go of his mission for a while and just tries to go back to his old ways.
Like he gets a taste of that blissful ignorance again.
Yeah. But it doesn't last. He can't shake this feeling that he's betraying something important, that he's giving up on a truth he can no longer ignore.
So he's stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Right. He's torn between wanting to be accepted by the community and this burning need to share what he knows, even if it means facing rejection.
It's a tough spot to be in.
It really is. And it makes you think about all the people throughout history who have been ostracized, ridiculed, even persecuted for speaking truth to power.
Yeah, for daring to challenge the accepted norms.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the play doesn't offer any easy answers. It leaves us with this question. How far should we go to challenge the status quo? When does the pursuit of truth become too disruptive, too dangerous?
It's a question worth pondering for sure. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive. It's amazing how much this play gets you thinking about big ideas like consciousness and reality and social change.
Right. And it all starts with these two fish talking in a tank.
Exactly. And to our listeners, we encourage you to check out the full play if you're intrigued by what we've discussed today. It's called Redfin, and it's definitely worth a read. And who knows, maybe it'll even inspire you to have your own Redfin moment. Until next time, happy exploring.